Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by the bookstore selling new and used books, cards, and art supplies on Main Street in Haynes from 11 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. You can reach them at 766-3356 and online at HaynesBookstore.com.
Good morning, Joni.
That's Melissa.
Hi,
Melissa.
Melissa Aronson and Dina Selby. But before we get into our program, we have, ta-da, breaking gardening news from Angie Pappas. So, Angie, tell us your exciting news.
Would the sun come out?
No, no such luck. I would like to announce that I have what I'm assuming are the very first tomatoes in Haynes, Alaska.
Get out of here.
The actual fruit?
Actual fruit.
Wow.
Actual fruit,
wow.
Yes. I'll be eating them next week, yes. No, I had four cherry tomato plants of two different types last summer. And in August, when the weather just turned to bleep and they kept getting blown over, I brought them in the house and kind of kept them as pets. And they gave me little cherry tomatoes until three of them eventually just died of old age. And I took it up. It was upstairs in a bedroom. No artificial light. No fertilizer. It was just a pet because, you know, tomato leaves smell nice, you know. And lo and behold, it started putting out new shoots last month, and it started blossoming. And so I treated the blossoms like any indoor blossoms. You tap them and blow on them and shake them and pretend that you're an insect. And I have four cherry tomatoes now.
Holy
moly. Completely volunteer. I did nothing, you know, to encourage this. It's just it was an overwintered pet tomato plant in the bedroom.
So I think we should have a big celebration over it. Over at Angie's house, a big dinner with your four tomatoes.
Well, there's four of us.
There we go. Tomato each. Yeah.
We'll each get our little tomato, a little knife and fork, a little salt.
There we go. Yeah. Well, that is exciting, Angie. Thank you for sharing your news. And make sure you take cuttings from that plant because that mama plant is obviously adapted to producing tomatoes in Haynes in April. And
indoors, yes.
First on the list for that.
Okay. You may have to remind me, but yeah.
Okay,
all right,
well,
ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For your breaking
carry on.
News.
Carry on.
Thank you.
We will do that. Well, before we jump into the program, I just want to put out a plea for our listeners to volunteer to come on the show. Contact me or contact Mardell. We'd love to have you join us on air. Don't worry if you're not an expert or don't think you're an expert. In my opinion, none of us are. As soon as we think we know what we're doing, Mother Nature will throw something at us, and we have more yet to learn. So,
but we're good at adjusting.
We are good at adjusting, yeah. Garden Conversation is all about sharing our successes and failures, lessons. and each year we face different challenges. One year it's warm and dry, the next it's cool and wet. One year we deal with thrips, one year it's woolly bears, another year it's slugs, and the next year it's slugs again. Mm-hmm. There's so much we can learn from one another, so please add your voice to our garden conversation. We need to hear from you. So, Dina, welcome. You have a south-facing garden, southeast kind of facing garden, so your snow is melting off. Mine is north-facing, so we have quite a bit of difference in what's happening, and today we're going to talk about what we should be doing in gardens now and not doing. And I have to say that when we put together the ideas for this show, it was a warm, sunny day, so oops.
So, I still have a ton of snow. I can't even get to my garden beds. There's so much snow in my yard.
Yeah, I can see mine.
Yeah, and I have a south facing, but I'm a higher elevation, I think. And you, you as well, higher elevation.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, about 60 feet up. So. Yeah. So, Dina, what are you doing at this point?
First, I want to say I have some breaking news, too. About a week ago, I had some crocuses blooming the south-facing yard that's against the street.
Uh-huh.
And I also have some daylilies and tulips that are just starting to poke their shoots up through the dirt.
There's hope.
So, yes.
Yeah,
yes. Daylilies and tulips. Spring in Dalton and Street.
Yeah. There is hope.
I have some tulip foliage that I'm starting to see.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, Dina does but, too.
Yes, so I'm working on getting some snow off of the garden beds. I'm making sure not to damage any plants that are showing up. Basically, there aren't any just yet, but you have to watch out for those green shoots. I'm going through looking at my raised beds and making sure that everything's still nailed together, that the infrastructure's okay, and making any repairs as needed. And actually, when I first put the raised beds up, I nailed some copper mesh to the edges of the raised beds, since I read that was a good way to keep out slugs, and that mesh is starting to fall apart, so I have to redo that now.
Did that work, Dina?
I believe it has, because I'm not finding slugs. The only way I've gotten them was when plants leaned over and touched the ground, so the slugs could climb up that foliage.
Are those scrubby things that you use to scrub your pots with?
It's special mesh I bought at a garden store. So it's really fine, thin sheet of copper that you fold on itself. It's almost like a
Brillo pad type.
It's finer and thinner than that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Huh. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So, one of the ideas that we had to share with you on a warm and sunny day was to go out and look at the sun patterns in your garden.
Yeah.
Postpone that for a few days. But this is a really good time to go out and look at the sun patterns in your garden when the snow is melting off first. Those observations are going to help you extend your season into the fall, because you'll get just the opposite of this at the far side of summer. So what's getting the most sun now is going to also get the most sun as we are leaving summer and moving into fall. So make sure you take a look at that. It's also a good time to review your notes from last year, if you have them, about your infrastructure needs. When you can, it's time to put remake covers on your raised beds or whatever it is you do to start warming them up. And to organize your gardener's notebook to keep track of this year's production. And this is a really good week to do it, because we're all getting antsy to get out there and start gardening, but it's not going to happen this week.
So, and I'm sure you've already started your seedlings, but for those of you who haven't, put the little seeds in your planters, and make sure you check them and make sure they get enough light so they don't get spindly.
Make sure you label them.
Ah, yes.
Label everyone.
Label. Yeah. I dug up a seed the other day just to figure out what it was.
And did you kill it in the process?
No, because it had only been in there 2 days. I'm like, shoot, I forgot to label that.
Oh.
What was that?
Yeah, it's amazing how fast we can forget, and we don't think we will, but
No. I was sure I was going to remember.
Yeah. Good time to, if you have garlic that you harvested last fall, check it and see if it's beginning to sprout, and if it is, save it, because after this winter that was so cold when we had no snow, it's going to be interesting to see if garlic survived. I don't know.
Yeah, and you can actually put those in pots right now. I've got a lot. I've got about 2 dozen garlic plants in pots.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you
they're coming up.
Start them that way. That's a great idea. And if you have potatoes that are beginning to sprout, it's time to chit those. So just put them in a sunny location, and they'll start to get their little green leaves, and you'll get a jump start on planting them.
And you could put those in pots as well, and that way you can bring them in the fall, bring the whole pot in the fall, and give them a little bit of a longer life.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a bunch of potatoes in pots, too.
And is this all in your house?
Yeah, it's in my house.
You live alone, do you?
No, actually, I have my granddaughter.
Okay. Who's
like, oh, what you doing today, Grammy?
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Make sure your starts, well, we talked about that one, and potting up your seedlings when the roots come out the bottom of the pot. So watch for them getting root bound, okay?
So going outside again, one thing I need to do with my raised beds as well is taking off the seaweed and any other kind of deep mulch that you might have, so that way that allows the ground to warm up, and it allows the seaweed to dry so you can crumble the seaweed and add it back to the raised beds.
Do you just put that on a tarp or something? What do you do with it?
That's what I've done. Yeah,
just put it on a tarp.
Yeah, let it just dry in the sun, and then you just crumble it up and get the nutrients back in. But meanwhile, it kind of acts like a blanket. And you want to warm your soil, not insulate it now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's the purpose of that. Good time to clean out greenhouses, wash your pots and your tools. Great idea I got from you, Joni, a couple years ago, was to put red electrical tape on all the little hand tools that you use out in the garden, because it's so much easier to find them that way.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
When you lose them. Yeah, okay.
So, you could get fancy and do it like a reggae kind of thing, you know, a Rasta. Bunch of colors, red, yellow, and green or something.
Well, okay, yeah. All right, you could
make
do
pretty.
Whatever,
make
do whatever you want to do.
Give yourself a smile as you're pulling weeds.
Just something so you can find them.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned washing your pots and tools. Well, if you don't have pots, I want to mention the scrap box at Haynes Friends of Recycling on Small Tracks has a lot of garden pots that were donated over the winter, all different sizes. So if you need any, just come and get them just for a small donation.
Okay. And another inside job would be to go to the library. I'm jumping here. If you have a worm farm, a vermiculture thing, it's a good time to harvest the castings and to set aside your worm tea, and then you can fertilize your starts with that once they have four regular leaves, and you use about a 10% solution. A few years ago, I killed a whole bunch of starts by over-fertilizing.
Because more is always better, right?
No, it's not.
No.
Dilute.
Yeah. So, yeah, you started to mention go to the library. This is a great day to go to the library, this kind of weather. Go to the library, check out some gardening books. That'll help you get motivated. And there are some TV shows, too, that are really good. There's one on BritBox called Gardener's World.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Mike McGrath, and really a lot on YouTube or other other shows as well.
Right.
And podcasts.
Yeah. If you have a Max Min thermometer and a greenhouse, put that thermometer in there and start monitoring your overnight temperatures to see how warm it is overnight. I just checked mine, and the lowest the temperature was in my greenhouse all winter was 25 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
That was pretty amazing. You also want to locate a soil thermometer that you can borrow for about a month from now.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about my soil thermometer, it never changes. It's always about the same, right at 60 degrees.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, in the winter, obviously, I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even see my dirt. But in the summer, it's always about 60.
A few things to think about indoors is save up your wood ash and put it on your, I use it to put it on my lawn or anywhere you want basic soil, like beets as well. And save up your eggshells and crush them. You can add them to tomato plantings because they like the calcium. And you can also save the eggshells up for those slugs.
So, Dina, do you know anything about the wood ash? What kind of, I mean, if you put in a magazine that's, shiny covers, is that not good to put on your...
I've been meaning to research it. I've heard ash is ash, but...
Yeah, if you look at the beginning of the magazine where it has all the publisher's information, it should tell you what kind of ink they're using. And as long as it's a soy-based ink, you should be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good information. Thank you.
Okay. One of my goals this year is to plant nasturtiums in pots so that I can put them into bald spots in my garden.
That's fun.
In the flower garden or in the vegetable garden, because they're so pretty. And top dress your raised beds with green sand.
Get into shape. Get into shape for bending and lifting and lessen your chance of injuries.
Yeah.
Can you get green sand locally?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and just quickly, there will be garden sales again this year. The Farm, Gomi's Garden, Blythe Carter, Kate Saunders. I don't know on the farmer's market. If anybody knows, let me know. Most of those will begin in early to mid-May.
Okay. And will there be things for sale at the Earth Day celebration?
No. Earth Day won't do any of the gardening. Okay. It's too early.
Yeah.
And there's just other events for that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joni. Thank you, Dina.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Giving us hope here. Thank you. All right. That's the Garden Conversation, heard every Thursday morning here on your community radio station, KHNS, Haines, Klukwan, and Skagway.